Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber. Each week, we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington Ligoti. Well, I've got some important guests on this week, and I'm happy to host them both. And we're gonna split this show up into a couple of segments, and we're going to offer even time to each side. And this is going to be a political education piece. I'm going to interview two candidates, and the first of which is Kristen Miles. How are you today, Kristen?
Pretty good. Thanks, Grant.
Well, thanks for coming on today. And I enjoy politics. And so when we do some of this voter education stuff in the community, I really enjoy it. And I appreciate your time. Why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about your background, Kristen?
All right. Well, I've definitely been told that I'm not focusing enough on my background and credentials, so here it goes.
Sure, no problem.
I was born and raised here in Washington, Indiana, by my parents, Don and Kathy Collison. I actually started college at Vincent University when I was 16.
Whoa, is that even allowed?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow, yeah, impressive.
Through the school. graduated with an associate's in computer networking when I was 18. And moved on to Bloomington and went to Indiana University, where I graduated with a bachelor's degree in informatics.
So are you a fan of IU or Purdue, Kristen?
Is that even a question?
I know it's a hot button political issue, so you don't have to say if you don't want.
Well, I'll just tell you this. Go Hoosiers.
All right. Keep going. Sorry.
So informatics, it's the study of solving problems using technology.
Interesting.
I married Corey Miles 13 years ago. We lived on Whiteman Air Force Base for a couple of years. That's where we had our kids.
He was in the Air Force, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Six years.
And how many kids do you have?
We have two kids.
Wonderful.
Had them both in Missouri. Peyton's 12, Madeline's almost 11.
Wonderful. So you got young children, and I guess they go to school here in Washington?
Yes, they do. North Elementary.
Very good. And so you talked a little bit about informatics. Is that the type of job that you're currently in, or what are you currently doing?
Yes. Okay, well, let me finish up with what I was going to say. I went on, once we moved back to Washington, I went on to get my MBA from Oakland City University. Since then, I've worked in information technology positions, operations, marketing. Currently, I'm at Indianapolis Power and Light Company, which is a power plant in Petersburg, and I work project cost controls. I've been doing that for about 5.5 years. Started out there in information technology.
And so project cost controls, that's you're a project manager. You're trying to make sure that something stays within a budget. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. And yeah, it's a moving target. Just to give you an idea, right now we're working on a project. Budget is roughly $30 million. The majority of those are time and material contracts. And let me add that it's a 10-week project.
Wow.
So that my job is to make sure I know where that money is throughout the project.
Wow. So do you enjoy doing that? Is that something you like, or is it hard?
I love it, and it makes the days go by very fast.
Wonderful. So we don't have a huge amount of time here. I really want to get into why you were interested in this race and how the political scene has really been something that you've gotten into. Tell me a little bit about why you're running for county council.
Okay, well, to start out, I have been interested in politics, I would say, since probably third grade. My interest really peaked whenever I was at IU. I took a political science course with a bunch of IU students as a conservative, so that was very interesting. I would say that the reason I'm running right now is because I don't think that there's ever a time when we're not going to be busy. I am a young person. I'm raising a family. I'm working full time.
Kids are in school.
Yes.
You're working.
Kids are in school. Kids are in sports.
Sure.
Very busy job. Trying to find work-life balance. All of those reasons, and I think all of those reasons are why we don't have a lot of young people step up to the plate. that's just not me, Grant. I see issues that need to be addressed, and now is the time to jump in there. Hopefully I can inspire more young professionals to get involved.
That's awesome. I think it's exciting and it's encouraging for people all across the spectrum, young and old. When someone who's younger and has been actively involved in their community and has a good job, and someone who's been successful, and they decide to step up to the plate. So good for you.
Thanks.
You talked a little bit about some of the issues that need to be addressed. I mean, do you want to talk about some of those things that you'd like to see happen?
Yes. Being a younger mother here in town, trying to raise a family, I think one of our biggest issues right now is probably the drug problem. And after talking to a lot of other people, I can see that they feel the exact same way. I really want Davies County to be known as a place of opportunity for our young, a place of economic development, a place where they can grow up feeling safe, and hopefully have a job to come back to, a nice community to come back to and raise their family.
That's wonderful. I think that's good stuff. And I think you bring a different perspective just as a young mother. And I agree with you. We want to get those type of people involved. So would you say that the work that you currently are performing at IPNL, the project management, does that have some applicability to the county council?
Well, absolutely. I think the county spends a lot of money on projects, and they have to come to the county council for approval to do those projects.
That's right. If you'd have been in office over the last couple of years, would we see anything different? Would it be pretty much the same things that we've seen, or how would you speak to that?
You know, that's hard for me to speak to right now. I feel like I would have needed to be more involved in that decision-making process. There are a lot of details to take into consideration. The first step to starting a project is making sure you have a good business case.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we talked a little bit about why you decided to run, but maybe speak more to that. Did you have a dream, or did you just did you get excited because of the presidential elections, or what can you say as why you decided to run?
Yeah, I actually I've thought about it for a long time, but probably towards the beginning of the year, I had several people reach out to me and ask me if I was going to run. And it got me thinking. Of course, at first I thought, no way, this is a busy year for me. But ultimately, if not now, then when?
You never have more time than you got right now, right?
No, you're right.
Well, we're going to have to close this out here shortly. And I always like to give people kind of the opportunity to explain why they are the person for the job. And so maybe just close us out here. Give us a final word on Kristen Miles for County Council.
All right. Well, I think, number one, my qualifications are probably spot on. And this is not just all budgeting to me. It's about thinking outside of the box, coming up with new ideas, conflict resolution, and being able to reach out to the community to find out what they want. This is their community. I would only be representing them. I think it takes a real people person to be successful for that.
Are you a people person?
Of course.
Awesome. I thought so. I was just checking.
Yeah, definitely. I can get along with just about anyone.
Sure.
I guess the second reason is I don't have a big incentive to run other than just, for the future of my family, my friends, my neighbors. Corey and I both have excellent jobs outside of the county. We live here. We love raising our children here. We spend our money here. I guess a lot of times when people run for office, we tend to ask, well, what's in it for them? In my case, it's not for me at all. I'm doing it because I think that our citizens deserve someone who can relate to them.
Wonderful. Well, very good. I guess maybe I do have a follow-up question then. I know this is a Republican primary, and you know, a lot of people who are voting in Republican primary are conservative, you know,
sure.
I mean, so tell us, maybe give us some bona fides on your conservative credentials.
Well, I certainly believe in small government. I believe in the lowest taxes possible, making decisions at a local level, obviously Second Amendment, very much pro-life. I pretty well fit the description of a Republican to the T.
Well, very good. That's a good answer. And I really appreciate your time. I think that was a good closing there. And thank you for coming on the show, Kristen. We really appreciate it. And as I mentioned, we're going to be having your opponent on as well, and we'll be asking the same questions, okay?
All right.
Very
good. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is a continuation of our topics on local elections and public service and different political campaigns. And today I'm joined by Tony Dungeon. And Tony, welcome to the show. I know you're running for county council, and I appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Grant. First, my wife's name's Lisa. I've been married 34 years this summer. She's a school teacher at Bar Eve. I have three children. Nicholas, who played basketball for 4 years at USI. He owns his own financial services company. Christian, who will graduate this spring from the Indiana University School of Medicine. June, he'll start his residency. And my youngest is Ethan. He's a junior at USI, a bio pre-med major. My parents are the late Bernie and Anna Fern Dungeon.
And so your father passed away not too long ago, is that right?
And 3 years ago this June.
I'm sorry about that. I knew my grandfather knew him, and I know
neighbors
that generation. They went way back. And your mother passed away too. Is that correct?
Yes, 9/11 and 99.
Okay. And you're from Montgomery, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And all your family and relatives are basically over in that area. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your experience. I know you want to talk about your work background and some of that. Tell us some of those things.
Okay. After graduating from Indiana State, I went to work for Rogers Group, which is a coal and reclamation company. Spent 15 years there managing several offices. I did the budgets for the coal and reclamation division, which was anywhere from $25 to $45 million annually. I had a staff who took care of the payables, receivables, equipment costs, that sort of stuff. With Davis County having a budget of $28 million and just over 300 employees, that experience is rather relevant. Spent the next 23 years in banking. I'm still on the corner, 3rd and Main in Washington. My first 15 years, I managed the two banks in Davis County at Washington and Odin. In the last 7 years, I've been a commercial and agricultural business development officer for our branches in Indiana and Illinois. I analyze business plans, tax returns, balance sheets. So basically, I've been working financially in Davis County for the last 37 years.
And you're with First out of Terre Haute.
First Financial Bank out of Terre Haute.
Okay.
Oldest chartered bank in Indiana, fifth oldest in the nation.
I saw that, and I was quite surprised by that. THFF, is that right? There's a ticker symbol, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I know it's a old bank. I assume you like what you do, and you feel that's relevant to the job that you're seeking, correct?
Absolutely. First of all, I love what I do. I'm constantly meeting people, present customers, future customers, analyzing things that they need, things that they want, and trying to help the bank and help them. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it.
That's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about this race and tell us why you're running for council and how did you come to that decision?
Well, it really wasn't made lightly. I'm running because I feel with the council being the fiscal agency of the county, with my primary function being the budget, that I've got a lot to offer in this area.
A lot of experience, sure. Mm-hmm.
I've been in business with certain business leaders that asked me to run and give back to the community, but I told them I think for the last 30 years I've been giving back. I've been part of the United Way Day of Caring, Relay for Life, like all dads, you're into the Pee Wee League, Little League teams.
Oh, yeah.
Been to Chamber of Commerce.
We've had a lot of Dungeons go through Bar Eve, and you spent a lot of time at sporting events, haven't you?
A lot of basketball games in my life.
Sure.
And cherished every minute. Been a 30-year member of Montgomery Rotary Club, a past president, Distinguished Service Award winner, part of the SIGN, Southwest Indiana Network for Education for Adult Literacy, and coming from a family of teachers, I thought that was very rewarding. Part of the Davis County Community Foundation Grants Committee, Davis County Economic Development the last 15 years, been an executive board member for 12. I've helped analyze the CEO students' budgets. Obviously, when you're in banking and people ask you to do stuff, we've had floats in the Washington Parade and the Christmas Parade, and you know, when you're on Main Street that long, you're asked to do a lot of things, and it's been enjoyable.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've been involved in the community for some time in different capacities, and involved over on the eastern part of the county within the Montgomery community. Tell us, you know, for what you're running for. It's a county council. You talked about it being the fiscal body of the mm-hmm. county. What would be similar or different with someone like yourself, Tony Dungeon, on the council?
Okay. With me, I'd continue to be a conservative voice on the council. Since we are building a new annex and spending $8 million and not raising any taxes, that's kind of a testament to the present council as well as the citizens of Davis County. Since the year 2000, you know, Davis County has increased 1,700 more jobs. There's more people working, more people making more. That's helped us to pay off the jail bonds early. I think your economic development has had a lot to do with that, as well as a lot of the elected and non-elected community leaders. And with the incumbent, Dr. Jackie Graber, not seeking to run, and she fulfilled her seat of her dad, Jack, who passed away, and Jack and I were really good friends, that she and I discussed this council seat, and I felt that I could bring a different financial viewpoint to the council. I truly believe that my day-to-day experiences with our biggest and agricultural customers, I mean, I see firsthand what tax increases and spending does to our area. So I know how that cash flow affects the citizens, and I hopefully can work every single day to make that mission a little better.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people, older folks, are on fixed incomes, and when things increase a little bit, it's hard for them. And so,
well, if you take the inputs of what it takes this year to put out a farm crop or what some of our small businesses have in fixed costs, that any increase in property taxes just saddles these people some unnecessary spending. So we have to keep control on things.
I totally understand. That makes sense. And I appreciate that mentality. I think the taxpayers do as well. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your conservative credentials. There's, you know, obviously scuttlebutt in a primary, in a Republican primary specifically. Voters are generally going to be focused on who's the most conservative. How are we going to sort this out? Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about your core values and why you're the right person.
Well, I believe my conservative core values, as well as my honesty and integrity, speak for themselves. Anybody that knows me knows how my personal spending habits are. I know my customers do and how I'm able to work with them and their planning of their operations, whether it be an agricultural business, whatever. From the credential standpoint, lifelong resident of Davis County, worked here professionally for 37 years. As I said, 23 years on the corner of 3rd and Main, and I see how those things affect our citizens every day with my customer base.
So even, and I didn't understand that earlier, even when you were, that was a different bank before, though, at the corner of 3rd
yes,
and Main, and you were with that bank too, is
that's
that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so you've been there for 23 years.
On that spot, yes.
That's pretty amazing. Same desk?
No, I actually crossed the hall here about 7 years ago, so
that's amazing.
I can see my old office, but I'm across the hall.
So. That's amazing. Well, good for you. That's quite a bit of longevity. Any other core values and credentials that you want to lay out for the voters in this primary?
I could go on and talk about the conservative way in which I am and my spending habits, but at the end of the day, we've got to be fiscally responsible with our money and other people's money. I mean, we can't saddle people going forward with unnecessary bills.
Absolutely. Well, this obviously is a shorter show, and the reason for that is, you know, we're having the two candidates that are running in this piece. We're having them on the same show. You're both getting 10 to 12 minutes, and so we are going to kind of have to wind up here. I know we could probably talk for a long time. Mm-hmm. I want to give you the opportunity, though, just to talk about yourself, why you're the best candidate for this job, and anything in closing, Tony.
Okay. I guess in closing, thanks for this time to reach out to the voters. But whether it was in my early part of the career of the Coal and Reclamation of Rogers Group or to my present banking experience, I've been pretty passionate about Davis County by the numerous boards and organizations that I've been a part of every single day. And all of those have been a non-paid volunteer basis. So due to not only how I feel about this area, everybody wants the opportunity for their kids or grandkids to have a chance to live and work here. I know I do. But that really doesn't happen overnight. We got to plan our work and work our plan. We need to prepare for what lies ahead down the road. So I think thinking outside the box, as well as our other neighboring counties do. But at the end of this campaign, after all the signs and shirts and ads and so forth, to get to the end of the election, I'd like to be a part of the future success of Davis County. I think I've been part of some of the past success. And if the voters agree with my message and my experience, and on May the 8th, you know, I would appreciate their vote. And if elected, I would do just that. It's kind of where I stand.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's good stuff. I mean, obviously, you've been around a long time. You've had a successful career, and I think that you'll serve folks well, win, lose, or draw, right?
Well, I had conservative parents, and I'm very thankful for how I grew up in the environment that I grew up. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Totally understand. What a blessing. Well, thank you for your time today. We are going to have to wrap up here, and hopefully our voters got a taste of the county council race. What district is that, Tony?
Two.
District 2. And so you have to live in District 2 to vote in that race. Is
That's
that right?
That's correct.
And so there are like three districts.
In Washington.
There are three county council districts that are specific to where you live, and then there are four that are at large, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this year is the three on the base of where you live, and you're running in one of those, correct?
That's correct.
Very good. We wish you all the best, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks. Have a great day, and tell everybody to get out and vote.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4 Star Country, the General 95.9 FM 1580 AM. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on Memories 107.9 WAMW and each Sunday morning on 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.